This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, you had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer, along with Chuck McVie. The Pep Band is striking up here at Fort Loramie High School as we get set to bring you today's game between the Fort Loramie Lady Redskins, coached by Carla Siegel in her 17th year. The opponent, the visitors from Maysville, 9-1 on the season. Maysville located in the south part of Zanesville, Ohio. The Panthers of Maysville, a strong Division II program, regional finalists, in fact, the last two seasons, with records of 25-2 and 26-1. Gone, though, are three starters and four seniors who graduated one season ago. A Maysville High School grad, also a grad of Ohio U. Should be a fine ball game, Chuck, here today, as Fort Loramie losers of two of the last three try to right the ship and get some games under their belt, try to develop some rhythm and play a little bit better basketball, having lost to Lima Bath and Anna, though winning last week against New Knoxville 39-36 on the road.
Yeah, they're still trying to find themselves. They're trying to find an identity. Jessica Berger, who to me is probably as good a basketball player as there is Division IV in the state of Ohio, has really struggled offensively the last two games that we've watched her play. And they need to get her off the snide tonight. And I don't know a whole lot about Maysville, but boy, they've got some size. They've got some. They're not tall and skinny. They've got some girls down there. They're going to throw some weight around in the lane. It's going to be up to Holly Fry, and it's going to be up to Katie Hoeing and Abby Holthouse to go in there and control the inside and not allow Maysville to get a lot of second and third putbacks.
Exactly right. That's just exactly what Holly Fry did in Fort Laramie's last game. She pumped in 14 against New Knoxville. In the previous game, though, she was held scoreless. So Fort Laramie needs more consistency in terms of output from the offensive players. The Redskins have not been producing points on the scoreboard at the rate head coach Carlos Siegel would like. Caitlin Lupke, what a nice surprise, the junior. 18 points combined in the last two games.
Well, she was terrific in the Climate Bath game, and she really was the only reason that wasn't a double-digit loss for the Redskins. And then she turned around and had another really nice game. New Knoxville. The perimeter game is where I think they've really struggled a little bit. They turn the ball over a little too much. They're a little weak with the basketball. And this is where they're going to have to truly protect the ball today to have a chance to win the game.
A little more background on the Maysville Panthers. They play in the Muskingum Valley League. 9 teams take part in that conference. You may recognize a few names: Morgan, Crooksville, Philo, Tri-Valley, predominantly a Division II league. And as I noted previously, the last two seasons, this Maysville club went all the way to the regional finals in Division II girls basketball. Maysville lost its opener this year to Columbus Centennial, a Division I club, 55-51. Since then, head coach Pat Miller's team has reeled off 9 straight victories, and Maysville has coasted in those games. Most recently, 63-21 over Licking Valley, 66-40 over Tri-Valley, 67-46 over New Lexington, 46-28 over Philo, 74-39 over West Muskingum. While the Fort Laramie Redskins hope to pose a much more serious threat to the club from Maysville here today.
Well, that's the thing about bringing somebody in from a different area. I mean, the stats are very impressive. You just don't know what the competition is. But obviously, they're playing really good offense. They score a lot of points, and they play good defense. And no matter what competition you're playing against, if you're winning by scores like that, you got some talent.
The Panthers from Maysville have been bitten by the flu bug here recently. In fact, one normal starter, Megan Frank, a 5'8 forward, is not here today. She is out with the bug. The leading scorer on the team is Corey Sidwell, 5'9 senior. She is averaging about 17 points a game. Head coach Carla Siegel of Fort Laramie happened to see Maysville play last week, and she told me, Chuck, there are at least two young ladies on this Maysville team who could step right in and play in the Shelby County League immediately.
Well, I mean, 9-1 and 51-3 over the last 2 years. they got to have something going on. I saw they only had 6 girls for their JV game, so I was wondering if they had injuries or some sickness.
Katie Stocksbury will start today. She's a 5'11 post player, although she is coming back from influenza. So it's a team which is not feeling real well physically right now, although it is riding a 9-game win streak since that season-opening setback at the hands of Centennial. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors on the air with us here today on ScoresBroadcast.com and from Scores Broadcast and from all of our sponsors. We hope that our listeners had a very merry Christmas, and we hope that you experience a joyous and prosperous new year, which is just around the corner. This game here this afternoon, which will tip off in about 7 or 8 minutes, is our first of 2 today on ScoresBroadcast.com. We cover the Anna boys at Versailles tonight in the second game of the Versailles Holiday Tournament. That should be a fine contest. Versailles Tigers and the Rockets tip off at about 8 on scoresbroadcast.com. That's a fine tourney field, which also includes Miami East, that is unbeaten, and Chaminade Julienne, which has lost 1. As a result, Anna, which has lost just 2, is the number 4 seed in that 4-team affair. Our underwriting sponsors include 3 Fort Laramie,
game sponsors who are on the air with us for Fort Loramie contests only. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. A tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman. Thanks, too, to American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Ohio. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center. Sydney Body Car Star on Staley in Sydney. And also a new location in Troy. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. The Sydney Daily News with the best local sports page coverage around. And Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie. Middendorf Builders, the household name in building, developing the Timber Trail subdivision south edge of Anna. Middendorf Builders will customize a home according to your plans and specifications. Thanks as well today to these additional underwriting sponsors: Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, attend one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Custom foam products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. And John M. Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his very best shot. These Anna community sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville with on-time high-tech computer solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions, excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers, Inc. Battling a little bit of the laryngitis here today, couldn't speak much at all post-Christmas on Saturday and Sunday. Chuck, I know you had the bad cold last week. We're trying to fight it off to get ready for the new year because we have a boatload of games coming up. Two today, one tonight, as we mentioned, featuring the Versailles boys hosting Anna, and then a doubleheader on Saturday. Fort Loramie girls at Versailles Saturday night. A big confrontation in the Shelby County League. Jackson Center, unbeaten in the league and on the year, takes on Anna. Of course, Jackson Center's got a game tonight against Columbus Grove, which has beaten Jackson Center, I think, the last two seasons.
Yeah. Well, they play a tough non-league schedule, which I think is what gets them ready to make tournament runs. But they've won a lot of really close games, and they've got to be a bunch of confident young men coming into this game tonight.
Isn't that the truth? How about the Anna boys and Anna girls posting big triumphs on Saturday, and I think about the only two games played in the Upper Miami Valley on Saturday. The Anna boys went over to Marion Local and won by 4.
Yep.
Meanwhile, that afternoon, the Anna girls defeated Miami East, which had lost just 3 by 6 in Cass-Town. So Anna boys, Anna girls posting nice victories in action on Saturday. JV game, as Chuck alluded to several minutes ago, was won by Fort Loramie. Redskins pulled away, won that easily. We expect a very tight varsity tilt between these two clubs as Mr. Holland, the superintendent of Fort Loramie, walks by. We haven't gotten his attention. 3 referees are here. I think we recognize at least 2 of them. But this club from Maysville scores a lot of points, Chuck, nearly 60 per game. And it's a team which is averaging nearly 20 assists and steals combined a game.
Wow.
Somewhere like 6 or 7 steals per contest. So it's a ball-hawking team. Good average size across the board. No giant out there on the court. In fact, the tallest player for Maysville, as I alluded to, or one of the taller players, didn't make the trip. That's 5'8" Megan Frank, although the tallest player on the squad, 5'11" Katie Stotsbury, is here but is struggling with a little bit of the flu bug.
Our pregame underwriting sponsor, The In-Between, located south edge of Botkins, right between Jackson Center, Botkins, Anna, and New Bremen. We've got starting lineups opening tip in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, market in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at Fort Loramie High School. Maysville getting set to take on the Fort Loramie Redskins. How did this game come about? Well, Whit Barks, the football coach here at Fort Loramie, is a former Maysville football coach, although that connection really had nothing to do with this contest coming about here today. Simply put, Maysville head coach Pat Miller wanted to travel, play a very strong opponent on the road over the Christmas holiday. And he inquired about Fort Loramie. Redskins had a date available. A 22nd game wasn't set. So this contest was slotted in on this weekday after Christmas. And the Maysville Panthers have a mark of 9-1 overall, 8-0 in the conference. Coach Miller said, "I've heard so much about Fort Loramie basketball." Rightfully so. Defending state champs, head coach Carlos Siegel's team won the title in Division 4-2 of the last 3 years. Thus, we've got this matchup today. Chuck, I'll try to find out from Fort Loramie Athletic Director Damon Smith what the future of this series might hold.
Well, I mean, it's good for both teams. Fort Loramie plays as rugged a non-league schedule as anybody in the state of Ohio. They don't walk away from anybody, and they have a tendency to play some really good basketball teams, and this is great for Maysville too. I mean, they got to travel, kids get a fun trip, and this is as good as it gets coming to Fort Loramie.
Fort Loramie most recently played Lima Bath, a Division II program, plays at Versailles on Saturday, a Division III program. Here today, Fort Loramie against Maysville. Division II. Opening tip to start the game is won by the Fort Laramie Redskins. Olivia Quinter, a 5'5 senior guard, has got the basketball, throws it into the post to 5'11 senior Katie Hoing, and the play is spoiled. It's knocked out of bounds by Maysville. Inbounding left side is Caitlin Lupke, 5'6 junior guard. Into the post to Jessica Berger, 5'10 senior. Into the right corner to Holly Fry, a 5'9 senior. Redskins work the ball around, throw it into the paint. Holding foul called against Maysville. Maysville Panthers start Kaylee Farmer, a junior guard, 5'5" tall. Hannah Nichols, a 5'9 junior, also on the floor. Corey Sidwell, captain, senior wing player, 5'9" tall, leading scorer on the team, along with Katie Stotsbury, 5'11 senior post player, and Kendall Kirkbride, a 5'9" junior guard. Fort Laramie works the ball around. It's thrown into the lane to Holly Fry. She spins, tries to go up and under, and she is hacked on the play and gets two free throws.
She did a nice job of getting the ball up to the rim.
Free throw by Holly Fry, up and good, and Fort Laramie opens the scoring in front, 1-0. 18.4 points a game for Sidwell for the Panthers of Maysville, and just under 12 each are Kirkbride and Stotsbury. It's a high-scoring club. Both free throws, Holly Fry, dead center. Redskins lead it 2-0. Quickly into the forecourt, Maysville. Here's a long three try, left corner by Kirkbride, short, no good, rebound Fort Laramie. Down the floor quickly to Fry. Fry dribbles into the paint, stolen on the play by Maysville. Then Fry tries to get it back and hooks the player from the Panthers. And Maysville's got the ball down 2-0. We've played 49 seconds. Maysville's colors, blue and gold, attired in blue from top to bottom. Black numbers outlined in gold, gold piping down the sides of the shorts and jerseys. Fort Laramie, the home white. Black numbers trimmed in red. Black Fort Laramie across the shirts. Here's a drive into the lane, off balance, 8-footer by Farmer, rolls out, no good, rebound taken down by Fort Laramie. Berger romps into the half court, throws it out back on the play to Quinter, 6:45 to go first quarter, no field goals yet. Here's Berger throwing that inside to Fry, posting up on the block, fades, misses, but she's bumped while shooting, and she's at the stripe with two more.
She's active early, that's a good sign for the Redskins.
She got seven baskets to pace Fort Laramie in the recent win over New Knoxville, 39-36. In that game, Chuck, Jessica Berger was shut out second half, had five for the game. Fort Laramie still won, despite Jessica being blanked over the final two quarters. Jessica Berger, leading scorer for Fort Laramie at 14 per contest. Second free throw by Fry, misses short, rebounded by the Panthers. Maysville's Sidwell down the floor, right in front of the scores table. Double team, trapped on the play, and bobbled the ball out of bounds.
Lupke did a good job, got a hand in there, knocked it off her leg.
Good defense by Fort Laramie as they cornered Sidwell as she entered the half court. Fort Laramie's got the possession after the miscue. Here's Hoing, high post left, lobs down inside to Berger. Berger beneath the rim, flips on top to Quinter. She dashes into the lane, missed the running bank shot. Good rebound by Maysville. Here come the Panthers up the floor in a hurry. It's Farmer to Nichols. Nichols loops it across the lane to Stotsbury, who has the ball tipped out of bounds by Fort Laramie. 6:05 to go in the first. Still not a field goal.
Does not take them long to get down the floor and shoot it.
Ball lobbed inbounds to Sidwell at the foul line. Fakes. And then hits a 14-footer. 3-2, Fort Laramie up one. Leading scorer on the year for Maysville, Sidwell connects on the jumper. Fort Laramie's got the ball at the foul line. Here's a jump shot away. It is clanging off the rim. Hunter Bargy, 5'11 junior on the court, missed it. But Fort Laramie gathered the long rebound. I thought I saw
it's Lupke.
I'm sorry. I thought I saw a 21 on the floor. It's 20. Caitlin Lupke misfired, but the Redskins retained it. Here's Berger, baseline left. No one to throw to. Good defense by the Panthers. And then Jessica turns toward the basket, leans in, shuffled the foot, and it's a walk.
She looks so out of sync. She just doesn't look like her confidence is shot.
Mm-hmm.
They need to get that back for the young lady.
5:18 to go first quarter. Midcourt for the Panthers. It's Farmer. Throws it outside the arc near wing to Kirkbride, who guns a three. It is in and out. No good. Rebounded by Fort Loramie, which leads 3-2. Quickly down the floor. Down inside to Holly Fry. Good assist by Quinter. Fry on the finish.
Holly got all five.
5-2. Fort Loramie in the lead. Maysville forecourt to the right. Here's a pass deflected out high by Fry. She swipes it. Bolts down the floor. Goes in from the right. Beneath the basket. Drops in two more. Great start for Holly Fry after a fine contest against New Knoxville last week. 7-2 Fort Loramie. 4.5 to go here in the first quarter. Redskins 5-2 on the year. 3-1 in the Shelby County League. Maysville 9-1 overall. 8-0 in the Muskingum Valley Conference. Here's Sidwell on the arc to Farmer. Ball rotated left side to Nichols. Nichols back out to Sidwell. Sidwell dribbles. She's doubled whenever she gets the ball. Far left corner, Kirkbride. On top to Farmer. Good defense by Fort Loramie. 4 minutes gone, first quarter. 7-2 Redskins. Ball looped near side to Farmer. Between the circles to Olivia Shirley, who's checked in now. 5-3 freshman. And here's the ball dealt to Sidwell, who journeys through the lane. There's some contact. Defensive foul called against Fort Loramie. Ball out of bounds beneath the basket to Maysville, which trails 7-2, 3:51 to go first quarter. Berger back in. Quinter out for Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed into the lane to Sidwell. Turns against Berger, who blocks the shot. Good play by her. Recovery, though, by Farmer on the arc. She triggers a three from there. Off the flange. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Holdhouse now in the game for the Redskins. Abby Holdhouse, 5'10 sophomore, is on the court. 7-2 Redskins have got the ball. Forecourt to her left. Good inside pass. Maddie Brandewee finds Holdhouse down low. She banks in a five-footer. Redskins doing a fine job, Chuck, getting the ball to the post.
This is the best I've seen them play all season.
3:26 to go, first quarter. Fort Loramie 9, Maysville 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Well paced so far by Holly Fry. Fort Loramie has bolted to a 9-2 advantage over Maysville here at Fort Loramie High School this afternoon. Maysville 9-1 on the year, Division II club, enters the ball into the half court to our right. Here's a jumper, left corner by Nichols, no good. Weak side rebound by Sidwell, up, missed it, but a foul over the shoulder against Fort Loramie. Sidwell with two at the stripe. As I mentioned, she is the leading scorer on this club, 18.5 per contest. And she has a smooth-looking shot, nothing but net on the free one. 9-3, Fort Loramie leads. Second shot here by Sidwell. That one short, kerplunk, off the front rim, rebound by Fry. Fry outlet down the right side of the floor to Rayanne Fry. Holly to Rayanne, on top to Berger. Left wing to Maddie Brandewee, who fakes right, goes left, drives, baseline cutoff. Outside to Holdhouse in the corner, doesn't shoot. At a Berger, 30 feet away. 2:52 to go, first quarter. 9-3 Fort Loramie. Berger starts to drive, knocked free by Maysville, recovered by Sidwell, who darts down the floor. 2-on-2, pulls up in the lane, fadeaway 12-footer, missed off to the left. And Holly Fry's got the rebound for Fort Loramie. Long pass down the floor to Brandewee, quickly inside to Holdhouse. To Holly Fry on the arc. Right corner, it's Ray in, who doesn't shoot. Looks for the cutter, finds Holly low on the right. Good entry, missed it, no good. Weak side rebound, yes. Holdhouse got the two, and she was fouled. 11-3 in favor of Fort Loramie.
Well, we talked about Loramie needing to dominate the inside, and so far they have done that. All 11 of their points are by post players.
Yep, no doubt. Fort Loramie getting it done on the interior. And I would agree with you, Chuck, the first 5.5 minutes here today, the best we've seen the Redskins perform here on scoresbroadcast.com this season.
Definitely offensively.
And Holdhouse lights up the free throw to convert the three-point play. 12-3 Redskins. 2:20 left to go first quarter. Quickly down the floor comes Maysville, which commits a turnover right in front of the Fort Laramie bench. Panthers off to a shaky start. Quinter up over the timeline, dribbling against Olivia Shirley. Near side pass to Berger. Left corner, Ray Ann Fry. Good defense applied by Maysville. On top to Quinter. Quinter's checked by Farmer. Quinter dribbling. Foul line now. Leans in, shoots the 14-footer, deflected. Loose ball rebound below the basket. And it is dug off the floor by Maysville, which pitches it up ahead to Shirley, punched out of bounds by Fort Laramie. Minute 53 left here in the first. 12-3 in favor of Fort Laramie. One field goal for Maysville here in the first quarter. Ball lobbed in 25 feet away to Nichols. Nichols hands off to Kirkbride. Foul line extended left. Tries to drop a pass off to Sidwell, broken up by Fort Laramie. Here's Berger on the run out, 2-on-1. Driving, shooting, missing, but a blocking foul against the Panthers. Minute 39 to go in the first. 12-3 Redskins who try to stretch the lead further. Fort Laramie entering this game, having lost two of its last three to Anna and Lima Bath, Division III and Division II schools, respectively. The Division IV Redskins did beat Division IV New Knoxville 1 week ago, 39-36. Fort Laramie opened the campaign with four straight triumphs. Beginning the season right here, playing Division II Tippecanoe back on November 21st. Those free throws good by Fort Laramie. Here is Maysville quickly down the floor, pulling up his Kirkbride. Foul line extended right, dropping in the 16-footer. Good-looking jumper by Kirkbride. 14-5 is the score in favor of Fort Laramie, which gets it down the floor in a jiffy. Low on the left to Holdhouse. Oh, what a fine move. Strong effort by her. She took it to the cup and nailed it.
She just gets better and better.
Doesn't she, though? And now Fort Laramie appears to be in... Is that a zone or man?
Chuck? No, they're still playing man. They just help so much, it's hard to tell sometimes.
16-5, Redskins up 11, 56 seconds to go in the first quarter. A lot of dribbling by Maysville now, taken by Farmer to the foul line, and it's poked up in the air by Fort Laramie and swipe. Redskins have it. 42 seconds to go first quarter. Quinter to the timeline. Abby Holdhouse, Jessica Berger, Katie Hoing, Caitlin Lupke and Quinter on the floor right now. Berger, left side of the court, pulls up, shoots the 10-footer, tried to bank it. No good. Rebound by Maysville. Lead out to Sidwell. She races down the floor. Off balance, herky-jerky, move in the lane. Shot goes in. Good-looking play by Corey Sidwell of Maysville. 16-7, Fort Laramie up 9. 17 seconds to go, first quarter. Quinter in backcourt, dribbles with the left, goes to Berger near side. Berger hangs on, back to Quinter, 6 seconds to go in the quarter. Right side pass to the jump shooter, Holdhouse, who stepped into her shot literally and is called for traveling.
Boy, you know, you see that all the time and it's never called, but they called it that time. You see him move both feet without putting the ball on the floor to get a better angle at the shot, and they never call that.
And that was the correct call for sure. Maysville inbounding. 60 feet from the basket, 4.8 to go. It's entered to Sidwell at midcourt, dribbles left, outside the foul line, fadeaway shot, 18-footer, beat the buzzer, but it's short, no good. And the first quarter closes with Fort Laramie leading Maysville by a count of 16-7. Chuck will keep it right here, tell our listeners all about one of our Fort Laramie game sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie. North Main Street with a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. At M&A Muffler and Tires, take advantage of high-tech computer diagnostics. Free pickup and delivery for you, too. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Jeff Gebhardt at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie. That's 937-295-3971. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie. If you need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business, well, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at TomJerry's.com. That's TomJerry's.com. 16-7, Fort Loramie up 9. We start playing the second quarter. Maysville's got the ball, forecourt to her right. It is Nichols on the outside, gives it to Stotsbury. Ball is lost, and it goes out of bounds to the Redskins.
Good hands by Quinter that time. Knocked it away, and when they tried to get it back, they were standing out of bounds.
In all fairness to Fort Loramie, Chuck, the Redskins have had a couple dry stretches with no games. Jackson Center, with its great success and state championship in volleyball, postponed its early season hoops game against Fort Loramie to later in the campaign. So Fort Loramie has not played a lot of games, only 7 to date, and that's about the fewest number in the region. Fort Loramie just got a basket seconds ago by whom, Chuck?
Katie Hoying. They came out of the timeout and went 2-3 against Fort Loramie, and they had good ball movement, got it down to Hoying, shot a two-footer, easy basket.
And Fort Loramie is posting up and pummeling Maysville right now on the interior, up 18-7, 45 seconds gone here in the second quarter. Here's a ball inbounded, cross-court by Kirkbride, intended for Sidwell, threw it too far, and Fort Loramie intercepts. Quinter down the floor, 5-second call nearly, stolen by Sidwell, who slipped in behind her, yanked it away, goes the other direction, on the way for a layup, it's good. Nice play by Sidwell. Well, we have seen clearly, Chuck, why she's the leading scorer on this club.
Yeah, she's very aggressive offensively, and she's playing really good defense on Berger, too.
18-9, Fort Loramie up 9. 6:40 left to go here in the second quarter. On the arc, 25 feet away, it's Lupke, rotated near side to Holly Fry. Dumps it baseline left to Brandewee. Throws for the cutter, Quinter down the lane. It's off her hands, taken away by Sidwell. One-on-one against Holly Fry. Sidwell pulls up in the paint, 10-footer, no. Rebound low on the right, but Stotsbury missed it. Jammed out of bounds by Fort Loramie.
They came out of that zone, and they played it one time and got sieved, and they went back to their man-to-man.
Redskins, a couple changes. Quinter out, Lubke out for Fort Loramie. Entering baseline right is Maysville. Ball lobbed foul line to Sidwell, who leaves it behind her on the arc to a teammate. Dribbling 25 feet away is Shirley, and she retreats near midcourt. Now it's Farmer with the ball. Berger on her at the center line. Weak side pass goes to a Fort Loramie player, Fry, who steps in front. Long lob down to Berger, the Holdhouse, who darts in from the left wing and scores, and she's fouled en route to the field goal. 20-9, Fort Loramie. Redskins blistering Maysville right now by 11. Redskins running the floor. Fort Loramie looks fresh.
Yeah, they look like they've only played 7 games. Maysville coaching staff not very happy. They're winging things around behind the bench.
Maysville has played 10 on the season thus far. Anna Rockets, by the way, have played 9. Three-point play converted by the Redskins are up 21-9 now. Here is Maysville dribbling deep in the right corner. Nowhere to go for the ball handler, who eventually bounces it off a Fort Loramie player out of bounds. Shirley, far corner of the court. The freshman getting her feet wet today against Fort Loramie. Shirley, 5'3", ninth grader, inbounds on the arc to Sidwell. Sidwell's picked up on this possession by Holly Fry of Fort Loramie. 5.5 to go, second quarter. Sidwell fakes right, goes left. Good entry down inside to Stotsbury. She goes up strong, can't get it to fall. Foul against Fort Loramie. Nice two-person game there by Maysville, Sidwell and Stotsbury, who's got a couple shots here at the stripe. First is in the air, dead center. 21-10, Fort Loramie leads. Maddie Brandewee sits down for Fort Loramie. Second free throw for Stotsbury. Couple dribbles in the air. Got it again. 21-11. Fort Laramie by 10. Here's a long chest pass down the floor. Quinter to Berger. Berger striding toward the basket. Overshot it. Rebound Fry. And Holly can't hang on. Goes out of bounds to the Panthers. 21-11. Fort Laramie up 10. Maysville Sidwell in backcourt. On the bounce against Taylor Gasson of Fort Laramie, who's on the floor. Taylor, a 5'7 senior. We've got an over and back violation right in front of us. It goes against Maysville, caused by Fort Laramie's aggressive defense.
It was. It was also caused by Sidwell stopping right at the midcourt and picking up her dribble.
You can get trapped quite easily at that point on the floor. Over the timeline comes Quinter. Right side pass to Gasson, who sprints to the corner, can't shoot. Back out on top to Quinter for Fort Laramie. Guarded nose-to-nose by Shirley. Right side pass to Quinter. Foul line holdhouse. Open look, 15-footer, and she buries it. 23-11, Fort Laramie. Abby Holdhouse has got a lot of outstanding basketball ahead of her. She is a 5'10 sophomore for the Redskins. And she will see varsity time, full time, from here on out. Here's a deflected pass in Maysville's forecourt by Fort Laramie, taken away by the Redskins. Quickly on the floor to Gasson, and Gasson double dribbles in the left corner.
She started to throw the entry pass. Nobody was there, so she picked it up and went the other way.
4:22 to go here in the second quarter. Holly Fry sits down. Katie Hoying back in for Fort Laramie.
I think even the one JV official would have caught that one.
Midcourt, Sidwell for Maysville against Gasson. Fakes right, goes left. 30 feet out on the floor, starts a drive down the lane. Hands off to teammate Olivia Shirley,
wow,
who zips across the paint. Wild shot, deflected by the Redskins, who bring it down. Up ahead to Quinter, left side to Katie Hoying. Jessica Berger on the arc. Leading score for the Redskins as it swiped. Good steal on the play by Kirkbride. And she hurries the other way, zooming into the lane, missed the shot. It rolled off the iron, but she was tagged on the shoulder by a Redskin player. 23-11, two free throws coming here for Kirkbride of Maysville, as Jessica Berger just was hit with foul number two. Free throw rolls off, second shot coming for Kirkbride. What has Jessica scored in the game so far, Chuck?
She has two free throws. She's probably got three or four block shots, playing great defense, mm-hmm, but her offense is, it boggles my mind to see someone struggle like this when she's as good as she is.
In a little bit of a holiday slump right now in the month of December. Second free throw, Kirkbride up and in. 23-12, Fort Laramie up 11. Left side pass, Lupke. Looking down inside for the cutter, Gasson can't find her. On top to Quitter. Ball rolls away to the timeline. Knocked into backcourt by Maysville. Goes out of bounds. The official far side of the floor signals it is Maysville ball, and I think he's mistaken. He's going to be corrected.
I would hope so, because that was knocked out of bounds, and Quitter just let it roll.
3 minutes, 33 seconds to go here in the second quarter, and as we go to the booth review, the call stands.
Well, I'm looking at the monitor. I think he blew it.
Maysville ball inbounds, far side of the floor, trailing 23-12. It is inbounded by Farmer, who looks for help, finds Sidwell. The cutter off her fingertips, though, and it glances out of bounds. Redskins bring it down ahead by 11, 23-12.
Each team has turned the ball 10 times now.
20 turnovers combined in this game in a quarter and a half. Backcourt, Quinter for Fort Laramie. On the bounce. Dribbles right flank. Sends it left wing now to Holly Fry, 20 feet out. Holly tries to find Lupke. Instead goes to Quinter. Quinter dashes down the lane. A runner rolling out, no good, but she is nudged while shooting. And she's got a couple coming. Fort Laramie boys team in the stands across the way, heading out en route to Fort Recovery for a road game tonight. Free throw, Quinter, got it. 24-12, Fort Laramie. Just over three to play here in the second period. Second shot, Bequinter. Couple of dribbles, eyes the goal, shots in the air, yes. 25-12, Fort Loramie. Well, with Berger in a slump scoring, Chuck, other players for the Redskins have got to pick up the slack, and maybe long-term that will bode well as Fort Loramie tries to find offense from other people.
Well, you know she's going to come back from this because she's too good.
Exactly.
But I tell you, Holthouse and Fry have been outstanding. And they're not turning the ball over against pressure. They're making some silly turnovers, but they're not turning it over against pressure like they were early.
Baseline 10-foot jump shot by Sidwell of Maysville. Dances off the iron, no good. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Quickly into the forecourt. It's thrown to Lupke. Behind her to Quinter, who saves at center court. 2.5 to go, first half. 25-12, Fort Loramie. Bounce pass, right corner. Then it's fed foul line extended right to Lupke, short on the 15-footer, and the board comes down to Sidwell of Maysville. She pulls up, goes left side to Kirkbride. High arching jumper, 18-footer short, hits the rim, caroms out of bounds. Redskins possession as Abby Holthouse will come back onto the floor. How many for Holly Fry and Abby Holthouse so far?
Holly's got 7, and Abby Holthouse has 12.
Hmm. That's 19 of the Redskins, 25 right there.
And as a team, they are 9 of 10 from the free throw line.
Some hot shooting for the Redskins from the stripe. Wasn't so hot earlier this month. Quickly down the floor, Fort Loramie. Redskins beat Maysville to the post. Fry, no good on the turnaround bank shot. But she is nicked on the arm as she lets it fly. She's got two free ones coming.
I think when she turned, she was surprised she was so wide open. She could have shot a layup on that one.
Free throw, Holly Fry, upcoming. It is rolling in. Yeah, Redskins' markmanship at the foul line has been stellar. We can recall a game most recently against Lima Bath when the Redskins were quite cold at the charity stripe. In fact, in that game, the poor free throw shooting spelled the difference in the final score. Second shot by Fry, no good. Rebounded by Maysville. Sidwell down the floor, fakes right, goes left. Feeds on the arc to Shirley. Shirley on a drive, pulls up at the foul line. Foul called against Fort Loramie on the jump shot attempt. A minute 54 left here in the first half. 26-12, Fort Loramie leads. Free throw pumped up and in. I said, surely, Chuck, that's not number 12, is it? It's 11.
11. Yeah. I'll tell you, these are some of the harder numbers to read on a basketball.
Hallie Bennett, 5'4", sophomore, connects twice for the Panthers, and it's 26-14. Bennett with two free throws made. Quickly, Fort Loramie, forecourt right. Open player, right wing. Nice jump shot on the way by Rayanne Fry. Nothing but net. She swished it.
Well, Holly Fry opened the lane. Looked like a tackle going down there. Knocked the player out of the way. and her sister, that is her sister,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Got the jumper. No official saw the play.
Hey, Rayanne Fry's got a smooth-looking jump shot. She buried that one. And then after Maysville hurried up the floor into the forecourt, Fort Loramie fouled. 1-1 for Shirley. This is Olivia. And she hits to make it 28-15. Fort Loramie leads with a minute 35 left in the half. Second free throw, Shirley. Front rim, no. Rebound, Holthouse of the Redskins. Backcourt to Quinter. 90 seconds left, second quarter. 28-15, Fort Loramie. Right corner, Rayanne Fry starts to drive. Feeds Holthouse, opposite side of the floor. Foul line to Brandewee, nice steal. Taken away by Maysville. And scooting the other way, hard toward the basket is Bennett. It rolls in, nice play. Bennett, who's come in and given the visitors a spark. 28-17, Fort Loramie leads by 11, 1 minute to go, first half. Holthouse open, 16 feet away, doesn't shoot. Stumbles into the lane, good D by Sidwell, and that caused the violation.
I think she should have just gone ahead and shot that, but she tried to get about a foot closer. It wasn't going to make any difference.
Maysville with four straight points has whittled a 15-point deficit to 11. 50 seconds left, first half. Sidwell, timeline, picked up there by Quinter of Fort Loramie. Corey Sidwell. Fakes right, fakes left. Pulls up, shoots the 16-footer. Off to the left, no good. Rebound low on the left by Hannah Nichols. It's not good. Tie up on the board attempt, and it's an arrow favoring Fort Loramie. 40.4 to go, second quarter. 28-17, Redskins. Midcourt Quinter. Looks at head coach Carla Siegel in her 17th year as the helm, at the helm of the Fort Loramie program. Bennett guarding closely for Maysville on the arc. Quinter still dribbles. Seconds tick away. 19 to go in the first half. Quinter throws left side, intended for Brandewee, who cut toward the basket. The ball sailed behind her, out of bounds. 15.7 to go here in the first half, 28-17 Redskins. This would be a nice boost to Maysville if the Panthers were to get points before intermission.
Yeah, get it down to double, under double digits is psychologically big.
Pressure in backcourt by Quinter of Fort Loramie. Behind the back on the dribble, Sidwell gives the ball up into the forecourt, left corner. Farmer shoots the three off the rim, no good. Rebound Maysville, thrown to Sidwell on the arc. Out of bounds it goes. With 3.5 left in the second quarter. Well, the Panthers had their chance but did not convert. Quinter at the timeline for Fort Loramie with a second remaining. And she sends airborne a long 40-footer off to the left, no good. And the first half concludes. Fort Loramie ahead of Maysville by a 28-17 count. It's an 11-point halftime spread. Maysville was down 9 after 1. A much more evenly played second quarter, as Maysville got the last 4 points of period number 2, and Fort Loramie was held scoreless for the last nearly a minute 40 seconds of that second period of play. Again, tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, it's Anna at Versailles. Boys action for you from the Versailles High School Holiday Tourney. A tip-off at 8 on the air at 7:40. Anna at Versailles tonight here on Scores Broadcast. Again, our halftime score, Fort Loramie 28, Maysville 17, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Mark. Markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
The Fort Loramie High School Pep Band strikes up in the background. Pretty good crowd on hand here. A collection of Maysville folks from the central Ohio town of Zanesville behind us. And we look across the way. The Fort Loramie bleachers about 40% full. Our halftime report here on scoresbroadcast.com being presented by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Redskins lead Maysville 28-17. Chuck?
Well, if you look at the team stats, Lormie's got a 14-9 rebounding advantage, which it all comes down to Holly Fry and Abby Holthouse in the first half. Four offensive rebounds for Maysville. The Redskins have two. Lormie's turned it over 13 times in the first half. Maysville turned it over 11. 10 of 12 from the free throw line for Fort Loramie. 7 of 10 for Maysville. Both teams shooting free throws well. Individual scoring. Sidwell has 7. They got 4 out of Bennett. They got 3 out of Kirkbride. 2 from Stotsbury and a free throw from the freshman Shirley. They scored 7 and 10, 17 points in the first half. Lormie led by sophomore Abby Holthouse with 12. They got 8 from Holly Fry, and then they dropped down to 2 each for Hoying, Berger, Quinter, and Ray Ann Fry. They scored 16 and 12, 28-17 at the half for Lormie.
Chuck, I agree with you 100%. You know Jessica Berger eventually is going to get on track. She's only scored 13 points in her last two games and only 2 here today. But a credit to Fort Loramie, Redskins have offensive output from other players on the floor. Wow, is Abby Holthouse ever a superb-looking sophomore?
Well, I mean, we watched her play as a JV player early in the season and felt like she had the ability to move up. Obviously, we weren't telling Carla Siegel anything she didn't already know. But she has become a full-time varsity player now, and she was kind of a liability at times defensively, but I've been watching her play defense just to see how that's going. The young lady only got beat once tonight in the first half defensively.
This Maysville team lost only 3 games the last 2 years, did graduate 3 starters a year ago. It has run roughshod through its league so far this year. Obviously, the league club's not the quality of Division IV Fort Loramie over here in Shelby County in the western part of the state. But with Sidwell at over 18 points a game, it's a Panthers team which can come back on Fort Loramie. Redskins had better not drop their guard.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was really impressed with Corey Sidwell in the first half. Not only does she just handle the ball well and shoots the ball, you know, just like a solid basketball player, but she's playing outstanding defense on the other end, too. Very well-rounded basketball player.
And right now she needs some support in terms of scoring in order for Maysville to get right back in this game. Our halftime report is brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Thanks to all the staff and associates at Wilson Health. Halftime score 28-17, Fort Loramie over Maysville on scoresbroadcast.com.
Stacy Brandewee of Fort Loramie with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter Reggie injured her knee during her first scrimmage in November 2012. We contacted Wilson Sports Medicine and arranged for an MRI, and unfortunately that MRI did show she had torn her ACL. At that time, we thought her career in high school basketball was over.
But it was not. A 2013 senior for the Fort Loramie Redskins, Reggie received outstanding care and treatment from Diane Alexander, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine athletic trainer.
Diane was caring, she was highly skilled, and motivated Reg to the point that my daughter had the confidence to return to the court and play before any surgery.
And wow, did she ever perform, helping the Fort Loramie girls to the Division IV state title.
You know, it was just 3 days after Reggie and her teammates had won the state championship that Dr. Heckler at Wilson Sports Medicine performed the surgery to repair Reggie's ACL. Thanks to Dr. Heckler and his physician assistant, Nicole Burbacher, the surgery was a great success.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McKee from Fort Loramie High School. Redskins 28, Maysville 17. We're about 3 minutes away from the start of the second half. You've got to check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing and financing always at Geyer's. Follow the footsteps of so many satisfied Geyer's patrons who travel from all over the Midwest to Fort Loramie. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a big smile and great customer service. He is still smiling today because the 3 generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way since. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at Geyer's, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. Our student athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by Lacalle Equipment and Jackson Center, which promotes student academic success on Scores Broadcast and has done so since the inception of scoresbroadcast.com nearly 10 years ago. Lacalle once moved to Jackson Center from L.A., California, thus the name Lacalle. And during girls' basketball games, Lacalle Equipment spotlights a couple players, one from each school. Today, we highlight Katie Hoing of Fort Laramie, a senior, daughter of Eric Holdhouse and Wendy Mormon, or I should say Eric Hoing and Wendy Mormon, a 3.5 GPA for Katie. She is active in the National Honor Society, book club, history club, yearbook, mathletes, and plays volleyball. She'll study engineering at UD or Ohio State. We highlight Corey Sidwell, a senior from Maysville, 3.8 GPA. Daughter of Lou and Terry Sidwell, plays shortstop in the softball team. She's a volleyball player, takes part in French Club, Key Service Club, and the Church Youth Group. And she'll play basketball at Mercyhurst in Erie, Pennsylvania, and study criminal intelligence. Corey Sidwell of Maysville and Katie Hoing of Fort Laramie under the spotlight tonight from Lacalle Equipment in Jackson Center.
Lacalle Equipment and Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. Lacalle supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, Lacalle Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Maysville starts the second half with possession. It's Sidwell driving baseline left, hands to Nichols. Nichols goes to the basket, shot no good. Rebound Stotsbury, it missed. But there is a violation, I think 3 seconds on Maysville. Chuck, was that the call?
They called a foul. They called an over-the-back foul on Stotsbury.
Stotsbury on the attempted rebound went over the shoulder. Fort Laramie possession, forecourt right, up 28-17. First half minute, third quarter of play. Berger's got the ball on the arc for the Redskins. Sidwell picks her up tightly to Lupke, who fires a pass down inside to Holly Fry. Oh, what a fine wraparound pass to Katie Hoing, who gets the gimme from point-blank range.
That's 22 out of 30 points for Laramie inside in the paint.
Redskins dominating the interior. Here's a little give-and-go down the lane to Maysville. Handoff to the post player who charges. Offensive foul.
Olivia Quinter stood there, took the charge. That takes guts.
It goes against Stotsbury, who picks up a couple quick ones to start the third quarter. Yep. She's got three.
Katie's got three now. They need her out there. They need her on the inside.
A minute gone, third quarter. 30-17, Fort Laramie leads. As the Panthers of Maysville were attempting to build and scoring the last four of the second quarter. Redskins have gotten the first two to start the second half, though. Here's Quinter throwing right corner to Berger. Back to Quinter straight away for Fort Laramie. Quinter on the bounce, picked up by Sidwell. Left side to Lupke. Ball lobbed down low to Fry, who shook loose. She caught it and scored and was fouled from the backside as she laid it in.
Their ball movement today is as good as I've seen them have this whole season.
Maysville simply not aware of Fort Laramie's interior passes. Redskins are going up over top. They've made wraparound passes down in the baseline from the strong side to the weak. A give and go occasionally for points. Free throw up and in. Three-point play converted by Holly Fry, who's having a standout game here today against Maysville. And Fort Laramie's got its biggest lead, 16, 33-17. On the arc, it is Shirley with the ball for Maysville. Tried to lob it down inside to the cutter, Sidwell, broken up by Berger, who steals. Whistle blows. Tie up, Fort Laramie ball.
Yes.
Coming back in is starter Kaylee Farmer for Maysville. Olivia Shirley leaves the game. Dribbling backcourt, Quinter for the Redskins. Nearly 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Fort Laramie up 16. Left side pass to Berger. To Quinter straight away. We've got an offensive foul against the Redskins away from the ball. It was Hoying who set a screen, but she was moving as she did so.
She cleared the way out.
And we've got token pressure by Fort Loramie in backcourt, 6:09 left in the third. Don't forget tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, Anna Boys at Versailles. Should be a very good game. Second game of two in the Versailles Holiday Tourney. Tip off at 8 on the air at 7:40. Sidwell to the timeline. Little give and go. Baseline left to a teammate who drives below the basket. Shot deflected. Gotten back, though, beneath the rim by Bennett. Bennett missed it. Shirley got it. She laid it in. Olivia Shirley with the 2 points for Maysville. Good persistence on the offensive glass by the Panthers. Here's Fort Loramie trying to go to the well down inside. Once too often, broken up by Maysville. Loose ball gathered by Brandewee, who lays it through.
That was Hoying.
I mistakenly said Maddie Brandewee. It was Katie Hoying. She's got a sparkling game going on the interior now for Fort Loramie, which is up 35-19. Oh, what a drive by Sidwell of Maysville. She took it down the floor all the way to the left corner, tightrope the baseline, and laid it in up over the rim. A loop key down the floor for Fort Loramie, which leads 35-21, 5 minutes left in the third. Now to Hoying in the post. Down inside to Fry, who should have shot it. Very unselfish play. Dealt it to Lupke. Baseline right. Good on the 15-footer.
I think she needed the assist for the triple-double.
Unnecessary pass, but boy, it looked fine.
She gave up a 2-footer to get an 8-footer, but they got the 2 points.
Exactly. And Lupke nailed the shot to make that extra pass beneficial. 4:41 to go in the third quarter. 37-21 Fort Loramie. Sidwell, top of the key. Goes left side to Farmer, to Sidwell. Sidwell tries to angle through the lane. Goes up with a shot. Holly Fry gets all ball up on top. And it's ruled a jump eventually. Arrow does favor Maysville.
Boy, when you got the basketball like that, Holly has got to turn, get it into her body, and protect. That's the second time in a row she's gotten tied up and taken the ball, taken away from her.
Ball thrown right corner to Sidwell. Sidwell starts a baseline drive. Contact beneath the rim. Foul called against the Redskins. Shot went in by Sidwell. Wow, that was a horse shot. Well done. Count it. And she's got an opportunity for an add-on at the stripe. Free throw is good. 37-24. Three-point play by Corey Sidwell. Nicely done.
She's very impressive.
Long pass down the floor by Fort Loramie. Quinter found an open player. Lupke shot no good. But Maysville, in hustling back to defend, fouled. Couple free throws for Lupke. 4:17 left here in the third quarter. 37-24 Fort Loramie. Redskins did a good thing that time against pressure from Maysville. Fort Loramie attacked, threw over top. First free throw, Lupke, no, off to the left. Second shot, Caitlin circles the rim and comes out. Rebound jerked down by Stotsbury. Long lob down the floor to Nichols. Nichols gives it up on the play to Bennett. Driving baseline left. No, it bounced out. Rebound Stotsbury. Foul Fort Loramie. 4:08 to go in the third. Redskins up 13. Maysville still within striking distance. It's a club averaging 60 points a game on the year, so the Panthers can generate points in a hurry. Ball inbounded to midcourt. Knocked away by Holly Fry of Fort Loramie. Look at her go the other direction. Fine driving layup by Fry. She got the steal and then the finish. 15-point lead again, Fort Loramie. 39-24. Here's Sidwell hurrying down the floor, finding a teammate coming in from the right wing. Short jump shot is nailed. Good-looking play by Shirley. 3:40 left to go in the third. 13-point lead Redskins, nearly a steal out near the timeline by Bennett. It goes out of bounds. Redskins to enter it right in front of the Fort Loramie bench. Playmaker Brandewee, 3:39 left in the third. Holly Fry sits down. Ball intended for Quinter from out of bounds, easily swiped by Sidwell, who reached up and snatched it. The lead can go to 11 here. Here's Sidwell on the loose, right down the middle of the floor, all the way to the rim, up and over the iron for 2 points.
She's taken the game over offensively for Maysville, which is what she needed to do.
Sidwell with a lickety-split basket. Quickly, other direction, Rayanne Fry, right corner, long three ball, yes, for Fort Loramie.
That's the first three by either team.
Exactly right, Chuck. Fry nails it to counter the hoop by Sidwell, and it's 42-28 in favor of Fort Loramie. After Maysville had gotten back within 11, here's Maysville foul line, reaching in Quinter, and she gets a mitt on the ball and ties up Nichols of Maysville, and the Redskins get the arrow. 42-28 Fort Loramie. That's a big three-pointer by Rayanne Fry. It stopped whatever momentum Sidwell and Maysville had begun to generate. Sotsbury sitting down for Maysville. Holdhouse coming out for Fort Loramie. Katie Hoinge inbound in backcourt. Pressure by the Panthers. We've got four defenders rear side of the timeline. To Quinter up the right wing. Pulls up the dribble, high right. Goes to Gasson, top of the key. Left side, Rayanne Fry. Rayanne starts to drive. Runner toward the basket. A little too hard, no good. Rebound punched out of bounds by Maysville. Well, Rayanne Fry knows what to do with the basketball.
She is an offensive basketball player. Not offensive, she's offensive.
Very instinctive. Ball inbounded outside the lane on the left. It's Rayanne Fry. Line drive jumper from 13 feet. Curled out, no good. Rebounded by Maysville. Foul, Fort Loramie on the back. Jessica Berger to check back in for the Redskins, who lead 42-28, 2:38 to go third quarter. Tell you what, Chuck, since the early minute second quarter, this game has been pretty evenly played.
Yeah. Loramie had the nice start, but what I like about them is that they're continuing to pressure.
Right.
They're not trying to score.
Far left side of the floor. It is Nichols to Bennett. Ball punched away by Fort Loramie into the hands of Rayanne Fry. 3-on-1 break. Bounce off to Berger. Back to Rayanne, who shoots and scores. Assist Jessica Berger. Rayanne Fry with a fine third period.
2-on-1. Perfect. Give it up to get it back.
44-28. The lead 16 again for the Redskins. Deep left corner with the ball. It is Bennett who starts a drive. Fumbles it. And Katie Hoing yanks it off the floor for the Redskins. Backcourt to Quinter. Quinter timeline. Right side pass to Fry, who looks for somebody posting up near steal on the arc by Bennett of Maysville, but the Redskins get it back. Here's Fry, left corner, starts across the lane, and she staggered a little bit, shot it, missed it, but walked anyway. Still, I'm sure both head coaches, Carla Siegel, Fort Loramie, Pat Miller, of Maysville would say just too many turnovers in this game.
They've cut it back a little bit in the second half, but yeah, both teams are turning it over unforced.
16-point game, Fort Loramie leads. 90 seconds to go, third quarter. Sidwell on the arc, guarded now by Berger. Or I should say it's Gasson on her. Here's a baseline jumper, left wing, up and in. Good-looking shot by Bennett. She poured it through from 15 feet.
She's a good-looking sophomore. She shoots it really well.
Just over a minute to play. Excuse me, third quarter. Fort Loramie up 14. Quinter between the circles. Right corner, Katie Hoyne. Ball high overhead. Sidwell jams it out of bounds. Holly Fry, Abby Holdhouse back in for Fort Loramie. Katie Hoyne and Rayanne Fry set. In front of the Redskins bench in the corner. Berger to inbound, looking. Zips it cross court. That's the patented Fort Loramie out of bounds play. It's caught by Holly Fry. Ducks between two players. Missed the bank shot. Ball on the floor, tied up. And Maysville benefits from the arrow. 55 seconds to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie up 14. It was a 28-13 game late in the second. These two teams have played virtually a stalemate since. Here's Maysville rotating the ball out high. Bennett tries to wing a pass into the lane to the cutter. Nichols broken up by Fort Loramie, but Maysville gets it back. Here's a cross-court skip pass, nicely thrown by Sidwell to Hannah Nichols. Near side of the floor, a high-arching three is a beauty. No, it's ruled a two. She was straddling the arc. 20 seconds to go, third quarter. Dribbling Fry. Holly down the lane for Fort Loramie. Lost it off her foot. It's tied up, and Fort Loramie keeps it. 44-32. Outstanding jump shot by Nichols of Maysville. Last trip down the floor by the Panthers. 20 ticks on the clock in the third. It goes to Berger, deep right corner. She spins back out on top. Goes between the rings to Quinter. Quinter pounds it. 9 seconds left. Now to Berger, 25 feet away. Cross court to Holdhouse. Open 10-footer. Short jumper. No. Rebound in the lane by Sidwell. She heaves it the length for Maysville. It goes out of bounds. Third quarter closes out. Fort Loramie up a dozen over Maysville. 44-32 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie. Redskins lead the visitor, Maysville, 44-32. We start action in the fourth. Sidwell gets an open shot. Nice screen. Foul line extended right. She drains it. 16-footer by Sidwell, and it's a 10-point game, closest that Maysville has been for two quarters plus. Dribbling on the arc, Fort Loramie. Holdhouse has it at the foul line. Down inside to Holly Fry. Good high-low game. Fry concludes it with a basket.
That is vintage Loramie offense.
Holdhouse assisting Fry, 46-34. Fort Loramie in the lead. Maysville with the ball, far right side. It's Nichols, goes baseline to Stotsbury. Tries to pass into the post. Holdhouse steals. Holdhouse backcourt to Quinter. Quinter floats up the left side of the floor. 7-10 to go in the game. Redskins up 12. On top to Berger. Picked up by Sidwell. Left side to Gasson. Now to Holdhouse on the arc. Stotsbury guards her. Baseline left. Open player Quinter. Short corner jumper in from 10 feet.
Nice.
Boy, to start the fourth quarter, nice sharing of the basketball by Fort Loramie. Good teamwork, and the spread is 14 again. Two quick hoops for the Redskins after Maysville had trimmed it to 10. The left side of the court, it's Farmer. Farmer down inside to Sidwell. Off-balance jumper, banked, no good. Rebound by Fort Loramie. Quinter, long lead out to Holdhouse. She caught it on the dead run, didn't get the ball down on the floor in time, and walked.
She tried to gather herself, but she needed to go ahead and jump stop.
6.5 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie up 14, 48-34. With about 7-10 to play in the game, Maysville had cut it to 10 at 44-34. Redskins have answered with a couple hoops. Here's a deep three, left side of the floor by Maysville. It is no good, much too strong by Kirkbride, and the weak side rebound is stabbed out of bounds by Maysville. Berger in backcourt for Fort Loramie against Sidwell, goes behind the back on the dribble to the timeline with it. Right side pass to Gasson, to Berger. Oh, good double team, nearly stolen by Maysville. It's ruled a jump. About three sets of hands on the ball, and it is Maysville's possession.
A lot of arm grabbing on that held ball.
Berger got, Jessica got blindsided there, Chuck. That's where a teammate needed to let her know that the double team was coming. We have the official here at the scorer's table.
It should be right in the official score book telling them who, what the last held ball was and what time it was.
Yeah, that's the question right now. correctly who does benefit from the arrow after this most recent jump. 6:06 left to go here in the fourth. And apparently it is going to be Fort Loramie ball because the previous arrow enabling the jump to go to Maysville wasn't registered.
Well, yeah, they hadn't switched the arrow on the scorer's table.
Right. Here's the ball lobbed in out of bounds to Berger. Berger makes a great catch in the lane and goes for the basket and scores while being fouled. Athletic play by Jessica Berger. And the lead for the Redskins is 16 again. After over a minute ago, Maysville had whittled it down to 10, and Berger is at the stripe for a three-point chance. One free throw here for Berger, and it is on the way and good. 51-34, Fort Loramie back up 17, seven in a row by the Redskins.
Now, the Maysville fans are getting a little chippy behind us. They're not used to being down 17 in a basketball game, I'm sure.
Outside the arc on the left, it is Kirkbride. Kirkbride into the lane to Stotsbury. Holly Fry defends. Back out to Kirkbride, 20 feet away. That is Sidwell. Ball thrown into the post of the cutter. It is fumbled on the play by Bennett. Goes out of bounds. Touched by Fort Loramie. 5.5 to go in the game. Redskins up 17. Fort Loramie shooting for win number 6 on the season. Ball inbounded out high to Nichols. Nichols to Sidwell between the rings. Gets a high screen from Stotsbury who rolls. The pass goes into the corner though. Nichols on the bounce, back to Sidwell. Starts the drive. She's closed off. Picks up the dribble. Can't shoot. Good defense. The sequence by Fort Loramie. 5:12 to go in the game. Redskins up 17. Here's a right corner jump shot fired by Kirkbride. No good. Hit the flange. Caromed away out of bounds. And it's the Redskins ball. We've got the Fort Loramie game on Saturday afternoon from Versailles for you. 2:30 tip on the air at 2:10. Annual battle between Division III Versailles, Division IV Fort Loramie girls. This coming Saturday afternoon is Rayanne Fry guilty of walking in the right corner of the floor. Another turnover. Maysville to midcourt, under 5 to play in the game. 17-point difference. Top of the circle, Shirley tries to go down inside to Stotsbury. Broken up by Fry, taken away. Holly Fry has got the steal for the Redskins. To midcourt to Berger, who motions. Coming out to catch is Katie Hoyne. Whips a pass down inside to Ray Ann. Good look on the arc to Lupke. Jumper, 18-footer, too hard. Rebounded by Maysville. Here's a 2-on-1 break. Stotsbury the other way, driving and laying it in. 51-36, Fort Loramie. Berger down the floor to Rayanne Fry with 4:20 to play. Berger passes near side to Lupke, 30 feet out. Back to Berger at the Redskin logo at midcourt, guarded by Sidwell. Right side Lupke, foul line Holly Fry. Looks down inside for Hoing. Holly started to make the pass, didn't go through with it. As a result, the defender went up into her shoulder, is guilty of a foul, a common personal. 6 on the Panthers. 4:05 to go. Fort Loramie inbounding right of the basket. Maddie Brandewee will play it in. Maddie looks, fires foul line to Holly Fry, who barrels down the lane, and there's contact. Let's see what's been called. Holly, I think, is the benefit of a foul against Maysville, which sends the Redskins to the line for a 1-and-1. Clock halts, 4:03 to go in the game. Holly aims, shoots, misses off to the right. It skims the rim, saved in bounds, no. Redskin player Sarah Stang, 5'9 junior, went after it hard but could not get it back on the court without stepping on the stripe. 3:57 to go. Here is Maysville to midcourt. Ball thrown near side left to Kirkbride. Oh, goes right around a Fort Loramie player. Nobody picks her up. She glides to the rim and banks it in.
Like the Red Sea parted for her.
Yeah, nice play by Kirkbride at Maysville. 51-38, Redskins up 13. Holly Fry, foul line. Back to the basket, goes right corner to teammate Stang, and head coach Carla Siegel of Fort Loramie wants a timeout. We'll keep it right here. let you know all about one of our Fort Loramie game sponsors, Brookins in Fort Loramie Country. It's been a fixture in downtown Fort Loramie since the late 1800s when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local pictures of sports teams hanging on the walls right beside the pics of current Redskin teams. Well, nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. Baseline right, Brandewe triggers inbounds for Fort Loramie. Out on top it goes to Berger. Left side to Stang. Ball high overhead. Cross court to Fry. Open look. Short jumper. Missed it from 10. Rebound Holdhouse. Up and in off the backboard. Good play by Holdhouse of Fort Loramie. Sparkling game by Abby Holdhouse here today for the Redskins, who now lead it by 15 again, 53-38. Kirkbride on the arc for Maysville. Drives down the lane, doesn't shoot. Good dish off inside to Stotsbury for the point blanker from 3 feet away. 53-40, Fort Loramie up 13. Left side, Brandewe, high overhead. Throws out back to the jump shooter, Stang. 16-footer short, no good. Rebound Sidwell, foul Stang from behind. Common personal, the team's fifth. Maysville will bring it down, trailing by 13 points with 2:47 to go in the fourth period. Don't forget, we've got Versailles and a boys tonight from Tiger Country on the air, 8 o'clock, tip-off, webcast time, 7:40. Here's a deep three, left side of the floor, in the air, good! Hitting the bottom of the well, Kendall Kirkbride, longest shot of this game, 22-footer. And it's a 10-point contest. Fort Loramie quickly gets a timeout, Chuck, with 2:34 to go in the fourth. 53-43 Redskins as the Panthers try to make a game of it late. Don't miss out on the big sale of furniture, high-quality furniture, at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75, 2600 West Michigan Avenue. Extremely high-quality furniture, priced just right. Great savings at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for added savings. That's GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com, at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Well, Kendall Kirkbride is averaging 12 points a game on the year for the Panthers of Maysville, starting to warm up, Chuck.
Well, she's got 10. Sidwell's got 16. I mean, you can see why they've won as many games as they've won. You know, I think they came out a little flat. As, you know, you make the trip over here. You talk about a Division IV school. I mean, even though the coaches know what they're going to see, I'm sure some of the kids struggle a little bit. But they're playing good basketball, and they're staying in the game.
Yeah, this Panthers team was down 9, 16-7 after one. Since then, the last three quarters, the last 21 minutes or so, it has been a dead even battle. Here's a foul in backcourt as Maysville guards closely. Pressure is on, and that was one of those 50-50 marginal calls that goes against the visiting team. And Quinters at the stripe, 1-1 for Fort Loramie. Couple big shots here. She swishes to make it an 11-point game, 54-43. Now Kirkbride and Sidwell have been impressive here today for Maysville, the two young ladies about whom head coach Carla Siegel could step right into the Shelby County League here in Western Ohio and perform for any one of the seven teams in the conference. Second free throw is missed. High off the rim. Tapped out of bounds by Fort Loramie.
I think Sidwell might be the best player I've seen so far this year, girls basketball.
Yeah, very well could be. Yep. Outside the arc, long three-pointer by the Panthers. It is missed by Kirkbride. Hit the rim, rolled to the backboard, came off. That's a big miss. Rebound jerked off the glass by Holly Fry. Knocked out of bounds by Sidwell. 2:06 to go in the fourth, 54-43 in favor of Fort Loramie. Ball thrown for Fry in the left corner, intercepted by Kirkbride, who sprints up the right half of the floor. Foul from behind against Brandewee of Fort Loramie. That's the last common foul against the Redskins. This game is not over yet. A couple of quick baskets by Maysville would make it mighty interesting. Zone defensive look here right now by the Redskins. Out in the arc, it's Sidwell. Goes cross-court for Bennett. Intercepted by Quinter. She scoots the other way. And it is Graham from behind, but Kirkbride, who apparently got the shooter on the head, it's a foul. A couple free throws coming here for Fort Loramie. As Quinter was bumped on the noggin as she took it to the cup. A minute 52 left in the fourth. Quinter with a couple shots at the stripe as the fans here from out of town giving the officials a hard time at the moment. Did look like Quinter was clearly fouled.
Well, yeah, I don't know. They've maybe had a couple of calls they could complain about. That wasn't one of them.
Two free throws, Olivia. Fort Loramie up 11. Couple of dribbles, shoots, and misses too hard off the back brace. Sidwell and McBride very capable of quick points for this Panthers team, which is down 11 with a minute 52 to go in the fourth. Second shot coming in the air, and it is in. Quinter nails the second at two. The lead is 12, 55-43. Maysville quickly down into the right corner to Sidwell, who loops it cross-court to Kirkbride. High-arching three ball, strong. Weak side rebound, Holly Fry of Fort Loramie. Backcourt to Quinter. Minute 35 to go in the fourth. Quinter to the timeline. Picked up by Bennett. Right side pass to Maddie Brandewee. Foul line Katie Hoing, who leans in. There's a runner. Short, no good. Body contact and a foul. She gets two. Minute 28 to go in the fourth. And the player for Maysville has fouled out. That's number five on Corey Sidwell. And as you noted, Chuck, she is an outstanding player. And I'll second the notion of all the young ladies we have seen perform on the hardwood this year from courtside here at scoresbroadcast.com. Sidwell could very well be the best. We expect Jessica Berger for Fort Loramie to really kick it into gear as we move into January and February. But Sidwell is a superb player for Maysville.
Now, Berger has been out here in crunch time, and I mean, that just tells you kind of what Coach Siegel's thinking about her right now.
Yeah, Berger has been on the bench down the stretch. A couple free throws made by Fort Loramie, a quick three-point miss by Kirkbride of Maysville, and Fort Loramie's got the rebound with 70 seconds to go. Oh, here's a nice high-low play. Fry hits Hoing down inside, and she banks it in there. 59-43, the lead swells back to 16. Here's Kirkbride dancing across the lane, shoots a short jumper, and she's smacked on the wrist. Two free throws, Kirkbride for Maysville. 58 seconds to go in the fourth. The lead for Fort Loramie is 16. It's been as many as 17 here today, but since the first quarter, this game has been played pretty consistently between 10 and 17 points.
Yeah, they couldn't get it under 10.
Right.
I think that might have been a key for them.
Kirkbride, free throw line, Maysville, two shots, good. Each one dead center. 59-45, Fort Loramie leads by 14, 50 seconds to go in the fourth. Lukey, 30 feet away, nearly dragged the pivot foot, gave it off to a teammate, Quinter. Quinter nearly has it stolen, over guarding from behind against Shirley of Maysville. 43 ticks left on the clock. Quinter at the stripe. Redskins advancing to 6-2 on the year with the victory over Maysville. which drops to 9-2 on the campaign. Free throw missed by Quinter. It's too long. Deficit 14 for the Panthers as Stotsbury comes out. First foul shot missed by Quinter. Second one in the air. Swish. 60-45. Fort Loramie up 15. 40 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Maysville to the timeline. 35 ticks to go. Right side pass Shirley. Right corner Bennett dribbling. Looks for the cutter. Can't find her. Now goes baseline right to Kirkbride. Deflected out of bounds by Fort Loramie. 28.3 left in the fourth. Inbounding Maysville below the rim. Ball thrown to out back to the three-point shooter. Here's a long one in the air. It is good. Bennett sinks it from 22 feet. Good-looking jumper, but Bennett is in a nice second half for the visiting team.
Yeah, she's got 11 now. They got three in double figures.
12 seconds to go in the game. Redskins up 12. Fort Loramie dribbling. Ball thrown baseline left to Lukey with six to go. Fires a pass to Holly Fry in the lane. Broken up by Maysville and stolen. 2 seconds left. Quickly down the floor. Shirley running one-hander is in. She doesn't get credit for it, though. She let it fly just after the buzzer sounded. And Fort Loramie defeats Maysville by 12, 60-48. As the Redskins advance to 6-2 on the year, and we'll play Versailles next on Saturday at Versailles. We'll have that game for you here on scoresbroadcast.com. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville is owned by Adam Rice and reaches out to aid small businesses, providing high-tech computer solutions such as PC and network repair, remote management, custom builds, virus and spyware service, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices like phones, handhelds, iPods, and iPads. Adam Rice, offering high-quality computer service on time. Phone him at 937-538-6948, 538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. So many thanks to one of our Fort Loramie game sponsors here today, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. And they will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at tomjerrys.com. Well, Chuck, let's take a look at the scoring highlights before we offer our Clancy's Restaurant Star of the game.
Well, each team had three players in double figures. Sidwell led Maysville with 16. They got 12 from Kirkbride, and they got 11 from Bennett. I was impressed with that young lady. On the other side, 15 points for Holly Fry, 14 for Abby Holdhouse, and 10 for Katie Hoing. And then they had 7 from Rayon Fry, and Quinter also had 7. Only 5 from Jessica Berger. That's kind of where she's been the last few games. But the Clancy's players of the game, I'm going to give it to Holly Fry and Abby Holdhouse. They were terrific. They were the difference when they pushed the lead out to win the basketball game.
Redskins win it by 12. Those are our two Clancy stars of the game. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's. We'll be right back.
Division II, Maysville loses for only the second time this year as Fort Loramie hands the Panthers a loss 60-48. A tough challenge for Maysville. Long trip from east, southeast of Columbus to Fort Loramie here in the western part of the state today. Plus, the Redskins, you do or do, Chuck, for a much, much better game, having lost two of their last three. And the Redskins did perform quite well today, even though Jessica Berger now just 18 points for her total in the last three contests. But the Redskins are starting to produce offense from other areas of the floor, slowly but surely, and that's a good sign.
Well, I agree with that. There's two places that scare me. It's that they're not getting the production out of Jessica, and not only in the Bath game, she shot the ball and didn't make it. Tonight, she wasn't even looking for her shot.
Yeah.
And I want to give Sidwell a little bit of credit on that. I thought she played terrific defense on her. The other place where they really scare me, 21 turnovers.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's been kind of a consistent thing, at least we've seen them play four or five times, and they have turned the ball over way too much. They're very weak with the basketball against pressure.
And referencing something you said earlier, and you're right on, Jessica needs a confidence builder. She needs a 17, 18-point game with two or three made three-pointers. She needs an offensive breakout contest to reignite that confidence in her.
I think she may have shot the ball two or three times in the whole game tonight. But, I was hoping that when she was trying, she was getting close to 1,000 points. That puts a lot of pressure on a kid. And then she struggled in the one game. But, you know, that's over. She's got it. Mm-hmm. So now she really, and I know Coach Siegel is giving her tough love, that's just the way she is. You can see it. She's doing the right things, and Jessica will be back.
Yeah, thankfully for Fort Loramie, this today was just game 8 of 22.
Right.
So the Redskins have two-thirds of the season yet to play. Fort Loramie in action on Saturday against Versailles at the Tigers Gym. We've got the tip at 2:30 on the air at 2:10. We are at Versailles tonight, by the way, at 7:40. And a boys against the Tigers in the Versailles High School Holiday Tourney. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around, Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, the Bluffton University MBA Program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Frisch's in Sydney, John Hemp Imagery located in Sydney, and the In-Between just south of Bodkins, where the food is not in between, it's out of this world. Plus, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, Wells Brothers Inc. in Anna, and these three Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's on the web at TomJerrys.com. For Rhett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying good afternoon from here at Fort Loramie, where the Redskins have beaten Maysville 60-48.
This is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.